Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to GatewayBuickGMC.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at GatewayBuickGMC.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 208 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are not together for a very good reason. We are at home because we have a very, very special guest. My dear friend, rock star, breaking barriers, Chica, Jenny Kavnar, the play-by-play voice of the Oakland A's, the first woman play-by-play voice in our game's history on the television side. And my gosh, Jenny, welcome. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy you're with us. Thank you for coming on. You're on a whirlwind media tour because of the announcement that came down a couple of weeks. And I'm just so happy for you and so glad you're with us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. You know, I'm a longtime listener, one of my favorite pods. So, woo, made it.
You are so sweet. Julie, I cannot wait for you to get to know Jenny. She is incredible. So I'm going to let Julie ask some questions. Obviously, I don't want to hog you because I think she'll have questions maybe that I don't have because I've gotten to know you over the years. But first of all, I always like to, when we have guests on, if we have a history, I like to kind of put that out there. And so you and I have been on the same text string for how many years now?
I don't know. Years.
It's been a long time. So Alana Rizzo, who's with MLB Network, used to be with the Dodgers. I mean, it's got to be like 5, 6, 7 years ago, a long time ago.
Yeah, it feels like that.
She started this text string. Yeah. And so there's seven of us. Mm-hmm. On the text string, all women in baseball, and it's been such a saving grace for me, I think for all of us, to just bounce ideas off of each other, bitch to each other, all the things. And our text string, Julie, is called Consistent Cray. So we had variations of it, but then in 2020, when COVID hit and everybody was losing their effing minds, you know, I made those t-shirts called that said Consistent Cray because I was just saying, like, if people are going to be crazy, that's fine, but let's just be consistent with it. And so we adopted that as the name of our text string, and it's provided many laughs, some tears, lots and lots and lots of talking off of ledges.
Yes.
Swapping stories. So that's the history behind Jenny and I. And then, but you and I, though, did not meet in person. Until when was it?
Well, we met in person, remember, through Joel Klatt in 2012 when I got the job at the Rockies.
Right,
it was very
right.
brief. I was in Texas for like a hot second, and you and Joel Klatt had worked together, and he just raved about Emily Jones, who wouldn't, of course. And he had worked with you, I think, on a college football package, right? Like
when he
way
that,
back in the
that
day.
Was his very first gig, his very first package. I was on his very that sounds weird. I was on his very first package. I was on his very first college football package.
Yes, two important words.
And I said to him, I knew immediately he was going to be a stud. I knew it. I was like, you fucking got this. Like, you're going to be incredible. So he's great. So 2012, but then we kind of, you know, we didn't get reconnected until the text string. And then after that, we didn't see each other for
a while.
Years, I felt
It felt like a long time. I don't even know. Like, was it at the ballpark? Was it at spring training?
No, it was in spring training. Remember, we met in Arizona a couple years ago.
In the sketchy parking lot and went for a walk.
Yes. Because the girls were like, how have y'all not met?
I know. Like, well, like we've been on FaceTime. We've texted a bunch. Right. But yeah, we just hadn't crossed paths. And then now, thank goodness, with like the Universal schedule, we all ran into each other more. And then I was covering the postseason last year. So we spent a lot of time during that for MLB Network Radio for me. And then now, AL West gals.
I know. Welcome
Holler. To AL West.
Okay, I'm not going to hog. Julie, I haven't even said hello to you. Hi, I love you.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to...
No, I love this. And in to pull back the curtain, because we do that, I'm having some mic issues. Ashley was texting me, but I think we're good. Ash, are we good? Can you hear me?
Well, I love hearing about y'all's history together. I've heard a lot about you, Jenny. I've heard a lot about this text string and the consistent cray, and Emily references it all the time. And I just think it's so cool how you guys not only found each other, the whole group of you, but use that as like such a good resource for the things you are going through, because there's only so many people who understand, right? The job that you're doing, and only so many people you can have those conversations with. So I guess, Jenny, like for those that don't know, how did you kind of get started into this business? And then was this your goal, or is this something that happened along the way?
Yeah, it definitely happened along the way. So, first of all, one quick note about the text thread. Yeah. Sometimes it's not even like words on a text, is just a picture of wine in a solo cup on a plane. And like, if you know, you know, right? Like if you've had to travel with a team and it's getaway day and you've been on a 10-day grinder bender of baseball, and like that solo cup of wine is at your tray table, like the whole group needs to know about it, because it says so many words in one tiny picture. So there's a lot of pictures like that.
I love
the
it.
Text chain, during the season. Yeah, solo cup alert. Exactly. I really got into sports because my family, like we grew up in a sports family. My dad was a longtime high school baseball coach in Colorado. So really, that's kind of all I knew as a activity, right? When you're a kid, it was like, well, here's a glove, go participate at dad's camps in the summer, or like hang out in the corner. But either way, you're going to be at the baseball field. So quickly chose to participate and fell in love with sports at a pretty early age. Played softball, basketball, lacrosse growing up. I played lacrosse in college. And I think just being involved in sports, I automatically like realized, oh, that's like a job later on too. That's cool. Of course I want to work in sports. Who wouldn't? And so I think it took like a seeing as believing type moment for me when Melissa Stark was the Monday night sideline reporter, for me growing up. And now she's the Sunday night sideline reporter, fast forward all these years to 2024. But, it was seeing her and telling my dad, like, that's what I want to do. And just real quickly, him giving me that encouragement and saying like, sure, you could do that. Like, he's a little bit so naive to how competitive this industry is. And so that's kind of how I fell in love with sports broadcasting and pursued it. And then for me, it was just taking a bunch of different jobs, you know, like a lot of sports broadcasters or broadcasters in general. And, you know, I was in Santa Barbara, I was in Flint, Michigan. I had a national job right out of college that quickly ended up, you know, getting laid off of because they didn't have enough budget 2 weeks in, like all the ringer on the roller coaster, doing all the odd jobs to make it through. And then finally a chance interview in 2007, with the TV station that had the rights to the San Diego Padres, and got hired to be a reporter for the pre and post game show. And that's how my path in baseball begins 17 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then, you know, as I think the journey went on in baseball, I grew from being, you know, a reporter in a pre-post game show to being a sideline reporter to hosting a pre-post. And then in 2015, I had the chance to go on the radio broadcast kind of as an analyst throughout the game. And so that was maybe the initial bug of like, oh, is there a grander plan in this? Is there a different, you know, career path in terms of title that I could pursue? And then I had a producer with the Rockies, Allison B. Hill, who just kind of opened the store and said, listen, we need like 10 games of fill-in. We're going to start prepping you to do play-by-play. Like, you're doing this. Like, we're going to go in that path. We're going to go in that direction. And so it was a couple years of thinking about it. It was a lot of talking about it with our analysts on the Rockies, Ryan Spielberg, Corey Sullivan, former players, Jeff Houston, who played there at the Rangers a long time ago. And just their encouragement of saying, like, we're going to take what we do in between the pre and post game show. We talk a lot of baseball and we're just going to put that in the game. And that's how you're going to do play by play. So really started out with all of them kind of pushing me in that direction. And then 2018 called my first major league game. And I think the response of that more than anything sent me on this trajectory of like, whether or not this was a passion for me or wanting to do this, like I have to do this because there's a lot of young girls. There's a next generation that's looking for their seeing is believing. And if I have the opportunity in front of me, I need to work at it and I need to get better. And so as uncomfortable as it was for me, it became my next career goal. And I think year by year that grew, I grew into college basketball. I love calling college basketball. And then honestly, like I'm in Colorado, I'm home. This is where I'm from. Like, why would I look at other opportunities? And so I think it was an opportunity that had to intersect and present itself to me. And I'm so grateful for my friend Devin Fox, who is the executive producer at NBC Sports Bay Area, for even like dreaming this up and saying, we have this opening, we want to do this. How can we make this work for you and your family? I have little kids, so not wanting to leave Colorado. Could you travel? Could you do road games? Like just getting really creative with it. And I think, back to this podcast and both of you and your careers, like we're working moms at the end of the day. Like we are working moms. And how can we fit everything into that big picture? And so she took a huge chance in a lot of ways on me. And I have a big opportunity in front of me this year with the Oakland A's.
So Jenny, announcement was made, so you kept it close to the vest with the text group, and then you gave us the heads up. I think it was like the night before.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, oh my, holy shit, here we go. And so proud.
I think that was your response.
So what has it been like? Since the announcement was made there, I mean, you had like a 7-minute segment for fuck's sake on the Today Show. Like they like had a pre-produced segment and then they had you on the set. You and Hoda are besties.
Friends.
Just like, what has it, I'm asking you to do this podcast. You've got another podcast after this. Like, what's it been like just this kind of whirlwind, media attention that you've gotten? Were you prepared for that? Did you anticipate that would be the response?
I think I definitely was not prepared to go on the Today Show. I'll just put that out there.
Trust me, I know because you had nothing to wear because you were asking.
Oh my God, exactly. So I think this is like, I don't know, it's testing my life motto of be where your feet are, right? And I try this idea of like when you're home, you're home, when you're working, and when you're with your loved ones or with your loved ones, but like that just doesn't always fit into this nice, cute little box of the saying. And so I think it's tested that in a way of like, okay, this is the task in front of me. Like I need to do this today and I need to be present with that and then move on to the next, right? Like survive in advance. It's the NCAA tournament here in my life all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And it's been also just this like humbling, overwhelming, exciting thing happening. And so it's like, I have this really big job and I have a brand new team and I need to get to know them. And I have a whole new division and all these new players and like all this work stuff that is very important is like always there. And then it's, responding to all the text messages and emails and kind messages on social media and being present for these interview requests and all the things. And so it's just it's like every day deep breaths, right? Like we can do this. And I think back to the original question of like, was I ready for it? I had a very small sampling of it in 2018 and I was not ready for it, right? Like we just thought this cute idea of our group, like, oh, Jenny's gonna call a game, and then Ryan Spielberg sends out a tweet like, Jenny's calling the game tonight. And then all of a sudden, like Sports Illustrated's chiming in with this historical fact. And then it's, all these different media outlets attached. And then I'm getting ready to call my first game that I found out the day before on, and there's cameras in the booth and there's people wanting to interview me. And it's like, I all of a sudden was like drowning and trying to do a job. And so I think this time I was a little more prepared for the reaction that it might've gotten. But I think the overwhelming scale of it is like, when my agent said the Today Show wants to have you on for an exclusive, that's like a pretty, like, where are we? Is this real life? Are we sure this is happening? Wow. So all those things are cool. But the backstory to that one is that I was again kind of flashing back to that 2018 being overwhelmed mode, because I was doing something for the very first time that week. Like, the announcement was supposed to come out on the 14th, ended up coming out on the 13th of February. And I was calling my first NBA game on the radio, and radio play-by-play is so different than television. So I'm in San Francisco calling the Warriors game on Wednesday, and like all of this other stuff is going on. And so again, you're trying to just like compartmentalize and be like, all right, focus on this now, get through this and then move on to the next one, while also trying to enjoy all of it, you know?
It's like, it's so amazing kind of. And I'm glad that you had the response that you did. Obviously, it's groundbreaking what you're doing. But it's also like really stressing me out.
I know.
Okay. So it's almost like not fair. I mean, it's amazing. So many people want to talk to you. This is such a big deal. You're preparing for a whole new job. With a whole new team, and calling play by play, like you said, is so completely different from even doing sidelines, or pre and post or whatever it may be. I mean, and so you have a lot to prepare for, and you have to gracefully handle all of the media attention before the job even starts, which is wonderful. But it's also like, man, men have been doing this forever and never had to do all of it, which in itself is, you know, is why it's so amazing and why you're doing it. So it's kind of like just funny in a way, because it is a whole nother challenge that's presented. And I guess the question out of all of that is like, how are you dealing with, will you deal with, and I can already tell because you're handling all of this so gracefully and calmly, but like, how will you deal with the pressure? First of all,
maybe you guys should be having Steve, my husband, on. Emily's met Steve. He could probably tell you how I'm dealing with the pressure and be more honest than I'm being. he's been so sweet. He like sent me this song yesterday, and it just like brought me to tears, because it was about it was about trying to enjoy the moment, right? That comes with it. And it goes with your question about the pressure. I had a basketball coach recently tell me pressure is privilege. And like, I almost started like breaking down crying, because he didn't, like, he was talking about his team clearly, but I'm like, he's talking to me. Like, he had no idea this job announcement was coming up. It was before it, but like everything he was saying, he was coaching me up. And I was like, yeah, pressure is privilege. And I've always been a firm believer of like, you know, God's never going to give you more than you can handle. Although sometimes as a parent, is that not tested? So, you know, you add in that mix of like, just the logistics of our schedule is going to be so bananas, trying to fly all the, you know, me flying and leaving the kids and figuring out our child care scenario with my parents and my in-laws, who are just so amazing and you know, helping us out, and having a, you know, a nanny. And my husband has a work schedule where he's a firefighter and he's gone 24-hour shifts, and we're just like, oh my gosh, the dog, who's what's the dog, right? Like, it's just this like crazy, it's not even a puzzle, it's like a Rubik's cube that's never going to match up and align with all the right colors. And so how do we just make it look semi-normal for the children, and, you know, be their new normal? And so all of these things are going on all the time, and it's like never ending in your brain. And so I think it just goes back to that point of trying to focus. And I know when the job comes, when the games come, as much as I'm preparing and all of those things, like, it's going to develop, right? And I know that to be true. That's my experience. I've been doing baseball for 17 years. Emily's been doing this for decades. Like, you know, once a season starts, how game one is not going to be how game 162 is. And there's a multitude of factors in that. It's because you grow through your experience throughout the course of the season. It's because the players grow and the storylines develop and all those things will come. And so I know that to be true. And I'm trying to hold that truth close to the vest because you can get lost out here. Like, I'm not going to be ready. I don't, you know, do I know what I'm doing? Is this like, you get this imposter syndrome? Like, you just have to trust. You have to trust that, you know, all the things that got you here to this point are going to keep pushing you forward. And I am so, so grateful for my new on-air partner in Dallas Braden, because we have a history and a great relationship. And, you know, he really is going to be my rock going into this. And he had to have a lot of trust in this process too, of them hiring me and handing over the keys to this broadcast in terms of being the play-by-play. So I'm just looking forward to watching that develop. And through the course of all of that, like, I will shut off social media. Like, I'm going to follow the Emily Jones train and like, bye X, see you later. It's been great. It's been a fun ride, but like, I'm just going to have to block out, you know, the perception of how the season's going and really rely on those people that I trust, that know me the best, that can give me the best feedback and the best criticisms and help me grow in this.
So, yeah. And I'm curious about that too, Jenny, is because if you would have thought about 17 years ago when you started in baseball,
yeah,
having this position, how much backlash it would have been met with. And how far wow. we've come in this game,
right.
And in sports in general, as women, there is going to be, I mean, we all face it regardless of what role we're in. There's going to be criticism. There's going to be things like that. But doesn't it make you proud to know that, I mean, and I would assume I haven't checked out your social media to see the responses and the comments and all that kind of stuff. I feel like it has been, or maybe I'm just so proud of you that I won't even entertain the idea that someone else wouldn't be. Has it been as positive as I'm seeing it?
I mean, I think so. I think, I don't know. I was so overwhelmed by it too. I just kind of tuned it out at some point. And I think to your point as well, you look back and like, I've been through the ringer of horrible messages. I mean, just ask New Mexico basketball fans how they feel about me. Like, they don't like me. And it's for a lot of reasons. And a lot of them I can't control. And that's how
I need
you have
the story
to
there.
Look
why don't
at
I, why do I
yeah,
know?
I'll give it to you. Okay, well, it's funny because it's like they're in our they were in the Rocky Mountain region. So I think a lot of them got Rockies broadcasts and they all know that I'm a Colorado State grad. And so when I'm calling games in the Mountain West, it's like, you know, we all put our reporter hat on. You've called games for alma mater. Like it's such a cool experience, but it's at the end of the day, you're a reporter, like you're down the middle in between the time of that game. And so it couldn't matter less. Like I had to call a New Mexico Colorado State game and it was just like, here we go, bring on the comments.
And
I maybe called Jalen House, who's one of their best players. His dad, Eddie House, played in an era when, you know, we all grew up and then I've called games with Eddie. So I maybe called him Eddie once or twice and like caught myself and, you know, but then they're like, she doesn't even know the names of the players. And it's like, it just goes on and on, right? It fends itself. And it's like, you can't, I can't sit here and like defend myself.
If a man made that mistake, it would just be a mistake.
Oh, sure.
But a woman makes it, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. So,
there's going to be the people, like, so I worked in the NHL for quite a while and they recently introduced a female play-by-play announcer in Leah Hextall,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
a few years
yeah.
ago, I guess it was. And the stuff that she has to still endure on social media is crazy. And a lot of it, it's like, no matter what you say, no matter how wonderful
matter.
You are at the job, you sound different.
It doesn't matter.
You sound
yeah.
different. And that's your voice. And that's how you were born. So
it's
just something that, you know, is some people just will never get over. And so,
yeah,
you
but
know,
the
it sounds
whole,
like you're fully
like, oh,
prepared
well,
for that.
You didn't even play the game, Jenny. Well, I mean.
Oh, God. Right. Let's move on
love
from
Dave
that.
Raymond.
Let's pull.
Love Dave Raymond.
Did not play the game.
Have you looked at his physique? Not exactly screaming like athlete.
You know?
Like, I mean, but we don't ever say that about dudes. They only say it about women.
No.
She never played. No, of course. What is she doing? Like, okay. Yeah. Good one.
I know. It's unbelievable. So I'm glad you brought up Leah because I think, you know, the women that have broken the play-by-play barrier with other sports, Kate Scott has been huge for me. She's calling games for the 76ers, one of the first females in the NBA to do it. Lisa Byington's the other for the Milwaukee Bucks. And both of them have been so wonderful and such a great resource for me. But Kate gave me this, like, awesome pump-up talk. And I kind of let her in on the secret because they were in town in Denver and we got to have breakfast. And I was like, I'm going to need you, Kate. Like, I'm asking you right now to just be there for me. Like, you've been through this, you've navigated these waters, and like, I need a heads up of like what's coming, what to expect. And she was so awesome. And we sat there for, you know, a couple hours at breakfast and she kind of broke things down, but she said something that made so much sense. And it was, whatever people are going to say, they're going to say. They've grown up a certain way. They're dealing with their own issues. And you're the one in front of them that they're going to put that at. Like, it doesn't have to necessarily do with Jenny Kavner, the person that prepared to do this job. It has to do with how they grew up and their beliefs and what's going on in their own life. I'm like, gosh, can we give this lesson to like middle schoolers? Because maybe we would all take social media with a very different lens if we knew that. And so, you know, her parting words to me were like, go back to the truth of do the work, be yourself. And that will conquer all the noise, right? It'll allow you to get back to a place where you can continue to just, you know, narrow the focus, do your job. And, I was really grateful that she imparted that wisdom on me because I think you all can say like, oh, those words don't matter, you know, whatever. But you read enough things, like eventually you're going to snap on someone's comments. And, you know, I've felt like I've done a good job of biting my tongue over the course of my career and not responding to fans. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you can have a laugh about them and sometimes you can have a cry about them and you just move on.
Well, and something struck me that you said earlier, and it makes me love you even more than I already do, is that you felt that you, like, not an obligation, but that you needed to do this, not just for you. And maybe I'm selfish or I'm just definitely not qualified to do play by play. But to me, like, cause somebody even asked me like, well, would you want to do that? And I'm like, oh, are you out of your mind? Like, my brilliance comes in like 30 to 60 second increments. Like, there is zero chance I can be able to talk for an entire baseball game. But you know, kind of where did that, I mean, there are things, I mean, I feel like I want to do, you know, things that make a difference and that are important too.
Yeah.
This is just not one of them. But it, you know, that factored into your decision, I feel like says a lot about you and, you know, the legacy that you want to leave.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's just more, again, like, I think you've met Allison, who is my producer with the Rockies, or, you know, you've at least heard me talk about her a lot. And just so inspiring in her influence and like being a producer alone as a female in the sports world, for a team is, you know, very rare in and of itself. And so I think watching her kind of break that barrier in a way and do it, like, she has three kids. She's one of the biggest reasons why I even like entertained having children in this career, because I was like, how do you do that? And she kind of just showed me by doing it. Right. And we had conversations, you know, when I got pregnant and how things were going to look. And she gave me the opportunity to like be flexible in coming back and like whatever it was, like that relationship really is symbiotic in a way that she gave me this opportunity. She opened that door. And I think that's why I felt this obligation of like, I want to continue to push that door a little bit more. And then hearing from Melanie Newman in 2018, you know, Melanie's calling games for the Baltimore Orioles and she had an Apple package nationally and she's doing a phenomenal job. But I will never forget her reaching out to me after I did that game in 2018. And she's like, hi, I'm in the minor leagues. Like, I am broadcasting games. Like, thank you for doing that, because now that's like a reality that we can do that. And it became her reality because she worked really hard. And just hearing that message of like, I could even have the tiniest of impact of allowing that door to push open a little bit more. You know, I think that's a good obligation to have. You know, we've had so many pioneers in our game, and Susan Waldman's taken the time to become a friend since that time back in 2018. And I'm really grateful for her and for her continuing to go to the post every day, right? Like 162 is a grind, and she does it with the Yankees and the circus and whatever feedback she's had since the 80s and 90s in this business. So, you know, if she continued to do it and kept doing it, like we can in 2024, keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've got somewhere to go and all that. We don't want to keep you too long, but tell us about your kids a little bit, and I guess how they're taking all of this.
Oh my goodness, they are so fun. Vincent is 6 and a half, and he's in kindergarten, and Emery is almost 3 and just has, you know, hair for days. I mean, it's like unbelievable. She has a whole mind and personality of her own with her hair. But they, you know, we've really tried to incorporate them into baseball. A, like, it's always been a part of my life. B, my husband played the minor leagues, and, you know, we met through baseball afterwards. And it's just really a center core of our family. And so they're involved. They go to a lot of games. Vincent traveled a lot when he was little. And, you know, the pandemic hit, and Emery kind of didn't get to have that same experience. You know, A, they'll never remember. But the pictures, like, always come up of Vincent at all these different ballparks when he's little. And I kind of get sad that we didn't get to do that with Emery. But we're already starting to plan our trips, and their special trips. And Vincent's going to go with Dad to, you know, Yankee Stadium, and have this big experience, and it's going to be so fun. And I'm excited for that journey for them. But I will say, it is so cute, because they've both separately have said to me, like Emery is really cute, and she's like, Mama, why are we not rooting for the Rockies no more?
Oh,
I'm like, no, honey, you can root for the Rockies. That's totally fine. She's like, okay. Like, she's just so confused. You know, we're trying to get a new A's gear. And, you know, Vincent's been to the Coliseum. My in-laws live close to Oakland, so they've taken him over there. And he went to a game last year. And actually, we have this great picture of him in an A's jersey with Dallas after the game. And so, like, they're starting to get it, but I don't think till they, like, see us in it. And, you know, traveling, and Mom's gone a lot. Like, we have a lot to navigate that's going to be probably real time. And emotionally, I'm trying to, like, get ready for that part of it too. And that's when I'm going to be reaching out to the consistent Cray on the reg, I'm sure. But the cutest thing, I think, out of all of it is they, Steve, my husband, filmed them watching the Today Show, and they were, like, so locked in. And Vincent was like, how does she know my name? That lady on TV knows my name. And he was, like, aww, so excited. And his kindergarten teacher saw it, and so she talked to him about being on TV. And so he was real jazzed up about that one. And it was super cute. But I think that maybe his noni promised him when they're in New York that they can go visit, you know, Hoda, his new friend, on TV. So we'll see.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Okay.
It's a big promise. Go,
two questions. Yeah. One, you know me, with my OCD, like, how many games are you doing? How are the logistics going?
Okay.
Like, do you have your childcare calendar yet?
Okay. So it's, like, mine is so messy. It'll be so bad. But here's my games in pink. This is just the visual for you. Okay. Here's the games in pink. So it's a lot of road games. I'm doing almost all the road games. And then, so I've already circled. Mama's going to be seeing you. You better be working. April 9th through the 11th.
Are you on? Yes, I'll be there.
All right. So, I got those. And then it's like, I had the calendar, and now I bought a new planner because I feel like I need to rewrite the calendar. And then we have the big ass calendar that Steve bought me that's literally like 8 feet by 6 feet that hangs in the garage, and everyone has a sticky note color. And then it's like the whole entire year. And then we have like the acrylic just by the month whiteboard. And then we have like the by the week on the fridge. And then we got the digital shared calendar. But how many times do you think when I'm out of town, I still get texts from my husband where to be? And
Where's practice tonight? What do we have?
Where are the shin guards?
Yeah, oh, God, the love them.
okay, and then we all get that.
Speaking of husbands, you do have a good one, and you have.
Oh, he's great.
I always tell people, like, you have to, if you're in this business,
you have to.
You have to have a good and supportive and very secure in himself husband.
Totally.
How big has Steve been for you during this process? I remember the first time I met Steve and I was like, oh my gosh, I love your wife. Because we ran into each other at the ballpark, remember?
Yes. Yes. Well, I ran into your husband. It was so weird. So like, yes.
2 days apart, I happened to run into your husband and then you happened to run into mine. And they both recognize us from like social media and pictures that we've shared with each other. So he was like, hey, I'm Steve. I'm Jenny's husband. I was like, oh my gosh. I love your husband. I love your wife. And he was like, yeah, me too. You know? And, so he has to be so proud and so supportive. And I guess just too, for, you know, women who are, you know, thinking about a career that can be challenging for a spouse, like what would you tell people that, you know, that you have in him?
Oh my gosh. I think so many things. Like, you kind of brought a lot of them up, right? You have to be secure in your own skin and who you are. And, you have to be willing, like on the fly to make the shift and make the change. And, we're doing that all the time. And sometimes, you know, we do feel like ships in the night. As I mentioned, he's a firefighter. So like, he's coming home from a shift and I'm like, do you need to sleep or not? I need to know now. And if you need to sleep, I need to adjust my day. And if you don't need to sleep, like, here's the children, I gotta go. Right. Like, and a lot of it's that. And then I think it's just about prioritizing each other, as any crazy busy family is with working parents. Like, you have to find those small moments and the big moments too, like the date night or whatever. But then you have to find the small moments where it's just a text or a glance or sending me a song that's like hitting my heartstrings, that he's on it. He's thinking about me. He understands the challenges I'm going through right now. And he's just like putting it into words that like, this reminds me of you and I'm thinking of you. So it's, I don't know. It's really, it's funny how the years go on when you look back, right? The dating pool, and you're like, what do I want in a future mate? Like, I didn't even know half the things I needed or wanted. And like, he has them. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm just so, so grateful. I think that's to the plan. If you have faith and believe in God, like, that's the, like, God brought us together because we needed each other, and we like cover each other's, you know, backs, and we cover each other's strengths and weaknesses. And it's like, I'm just really, really, really grateful to have a partner that is such a great dad and is there for me emotionally. And, you know, asks me if we have hot dogs in the fridge when I'm in Arizona.
Just part of the deal.
Yeah, you'll take it. I'll take it for all the other great things. I'll take it.
Right. Well, honey, I love you so much. I am so incredibly proud.
Oh, love
to be
you.
Your friend.
Thank you.
And before,
oh gosh.
Well, before we go, we need to mention, Julie, that we're in our Coppola home studio. And so if you'll show us a bottle of the Coppola good stuff.
Ooh,
so this is my promise to you, Jenny, when we're in Arizona together in a couple of weeks,
yep.
I will buy you a glass or two or eight of Coppola wine, my favorite Coppola wine.
Perfect. Perfect. You know me so well. You know me so well. Thank you guys for having me on. I love the pod and, you guys are doing it. It's so good. It's so great.
All right. Love you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Love you. Yes.
Tell Steve,
I got to watch some of your games.
And Ben and M.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Hi to your fam too. We'll talk to you soon.
Baseball season.
Oh, wait. Thanks, guys.
Say mom game out. We have to say mom game out.
Oh, yeah, it's very important.
We have to say mom game out. 1, 2, 3 on the count of 3. Mom game out. 1, 2, 3. Mom game.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.